Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
There's another big issue in Chicago, and we've all seen it. We've seen the smash and grabs. Chauncey Rice is with us, the manager of government relations at the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. You must be happy with the bill that the governor signed today.
Yes, Lisa, we are delighted, and thank you for having me today.
So I was looking at exactly what your organization does, and when reading on IRMA.org, it says that one out of every five people in our state is employed in the retail industry.
Yes, that is correct. The retail industry employs quite a bit of our residents here in the state of Illinois, and therefore, a lot of people, feed their families, and the retail industry just provides lots of jobs.
So, Chauncey, when we see these smash and grabs, and we worry about what that's costing the company, whether they have an insurance policy, how we put an end to it, we forget about the people who work in retail who must be terrified, when this happens where they're employed. And so it just ripples out throughout the city and throughout the state. So tell everybody about the bill that the governor signed today.
Yeah, so first off, you're absolutely correct. These brazen acts have a huge impact, not only on employers and employees, but on customers as well. If you think about it, we're in an environment where there's already a labor shortage, and then you have, these brazen acts, and, employees are afraid to come to work, right? So I think, the bill, which I'll talk about here, does a good job of addressing some of these issues. So first and foremost, the bill specifically creates and defines what a violation of organized retail crime is. So it defines an organized retail crime as, the act of two or more individuals working together to, steal merchandise and resell the items for profit, to fund other illegal activities such as gun, drug, and human trafficking. And I think that's, one of the most important things, right? Because we see the Attorney General making these huge busts where they're recovering millions of dollars worth of merchandise that, is intended to be sold for profit. And he's determined that a lot of those profits are used for other illicit activities. In addition to that, the bill reduces bad actors' ability to avoid prosecution. So it will provide jurisdiction to any state's attorney where any element of the crime takes place to be able to bring forth the charges and prosecute.
If you steal in Chicago, but you sell in, let's say, Quincy or Peoria, you can be prosecuted. My question about that, though, Chauncey, is, it seems like no one ever wants to prosecute these crimes. Either it's too costly for some of these retailers, or maybe insurance covers their loss. Why isn't there an investigation, a prosecution, and putting what we identify as organized crime members in jail?
Well, I think that's what this bill here addresses, right? So, another thing that the bill does, it provides the Attorney General the authority to summon a statewide grand jury, whereby he can, conduct those investigations and bring forth charges and also prosecute those cases as well. So, in addition to, a county, prosecutor having the authority to bring forth charges, the AG also has that authority as well as granted in this bill.
So, I think our perception, at least my perception, is like, you never know, four kids, group of people pull up, do a smash and grab and leave. But is there now information? Do we know that this is an organized crime ring?
Yes, indeed. And to be clear, we aren't, this bill doesn't target petty retail theft. This targets the organizers of these, smash and grabs and various theft rings, right? So there's usually someone telling, you know, whoever it is that's doing the crime, hey, you know, you go do this. And this bill, you know, targets those people.
And you know what? You want to take the last 30 seconds and speak directly to people who are listening who might be buying that stuff online going, oh, my God, I just got a Prada purse and it was only $180 and it retails for $1,280 because all of us could be participants in this crime if we're buying stuff that we know is underpriced because it was stolen.
Yeah, well, I think one of the problems is, you know, if you're buying online, you really don't know if it's stolen or not. You can assume so. Like you said, if there's a $1,200 item and it's being sold online for $100, you know, you can assume that. But, you know, another thing that the bill does is it addresses this problem of online fencing, right? So we know that these organized retail crime rings are increasingly using the anonymity of the online third-party marketplaces to sell the stolen goods. So the bill now that's been signed into law would actually require these online third-party marketplaces to verify the seller of the goods and the goods offered. Which again, those proceeds from those goods that are sold online on these, you know, third-party marketplaces are typically used for other illicit activities.
Well, let's hope the bill does what it's intended to do. Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me.
Graduation parties this weekend, Mary, wedding showers, and today really is the day you should be doing all that because it's so beautiful. Tomorrow things might change.
I know. We might get some rain tomorrow.